The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And here we are on another Saturday morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
The sunshine.
Look at that.
That's really
a Saturday. It's supposed to be. Finally, got this rain pattern out of here for a Saturday.
Anyway, good morning. This is the Gardener's Bench. Mr. Rector's in town this week, and we got a very special guest coming up next segment. But I didn't really know what that sun was this morning. It hadn't been on the last couple Saturdays.
Well, we haven't had a lot of sun during the week and all that's kind of.
We had pretty good rain a couple days during the week this week. We really needed it. We needed it like last weekend, that slow soaker on Saturday, but that rained pretty good on Sunday. So
that's right, yeah.
But the wind had been drying everything out pretty good. So
is that not the weirdest Memorial Day weekend we've ever
had? Oh, that's strange.
I mean, it's usually hot. I mean, that's the first kickoff of the heat. 57 for a high, like on Saturday, whenever that was.
Another lifetime ago, for several years, I worked every event at Charlotte Motor Speedway. I mean, my old car shows, motorcycle races, the 600, 500. I don't ever remember both races being rained out.
Really?
Ever. In 40-some years. And they ran them both on Monday. So,
yeah. I heard they wrapped when they finished the big one, then they had to come and let the other one finish, like, what, it finished like 2 or 3 in the morning or something.
Nah, I have no
was
idea.
Was anybody there watching that?
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
Boy, it was a mess.
40 years ago, it would have been, because we, the 600, and I don't even remember what year it was, somewhere around 1980, they dropped the green flag at 12 o'clock on Sunday, and the checkered flag hit at 7 o'clock that night.
Wow.
Had 6 rain delays.
Yeah.
That's the longest day of my life.
That's a long 600-mile race anyway.
It was a long race anyway, and it lasted 7 hours. And I was down in the concession office in the first turn, and Humpy Wheeler called down and asked Doug Jones, says, how long can you last? He said, 2 weeks. He said, we're going to run it till it drops.
2 weeks.
We had enough food to last for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was, they made a lot of money on it because I saw it, but still.
Can you still bring a cooler in there at a race?
No.
I would think you probably couldn't, but everybody just bring their own cooler or cans. And
well, they sell beer there now, so.
Yeah.
That did away with
the coolers. What a difference in income.
In 1980, he sat there one Sunday and told me, he said, I told the town of Concord I'd give him $1 million a year just to serve beer 2 Sundays a year.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He said, that would be the fee I would be willing to pay.
Man, so, yeah.
He said, that way we could sell the beer and we wouldn't have to allow coolers bringing food in and have a captive audience. It'd be worth $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Back in 1980, $1 million is a whole lot of money.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Dude, that's like, I don't know what it equals to today, but that's craziness.
I was down there one night, and I won't name his name because he's passed away now, a super fella, but he ran the infield kitchen down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal was he paid him 10%. Whatever he brought in, it was 10%. And he sat there, and he started laying, and there was no credit cards or checks back then. Yeah, it was all cash. He laid $100,000 on the desk. That was his 10% for 3 days. That was when it was just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That means he made $1 million.
Yep. And I'm going,
they took
it's the most money I'd ever seen in my life. I was scared to move.
He probably had a big sack, looked like Santa Claus, leaving there with money in it.
And that was when the little White House, or the big White House, was out front where the offices were. That thing would be stacked money from floor to ceiling, every room in the house, and have guys
counting in there, counting money.
Or they have guys with machine guns pointed at you when you walked in the door. I said, I only went in there twice. I'm not doing this again.
They had to have something to keep it safe.
That guy might call for something and blow me away.
That's funny.
But it was a money-making thing back then. But anyway, So they did finish it, I guess.
Yep. And finished. I have no idea who won. My mom probably knows. She still watches it.
We were slow on Memorial Day for the first time in a long time. Usually that's a pretty good day for us, but we were pretty slow.
We were, too. We were closed.
Yeah, y'all were closed Saturday and Sunday to get rested.
So did yeah, we need to get rested? Some rest. I know, to be honest with you, it was rainy and kind of nasty anyway. So,
well, you rested, and then you had to go out of town for 2 days.
Yeah, just one.
I thought you said
less than 24 hours.
I thought you said you did two. Okay.
I went to Hickory. Went to Hickory to watch a baseball game. It didn't happen, and then we just kind of had to figure out something else to do.
But then you had to go to Greenville Thursday.
I had to go. Now, this week, Thursday morning, I got up early. Our manager over in Greenville store was out of town on vacation with his kids, so I told him I'd go and work 2 days. And so I worked Thursday and Friday and got home last night about 7 o'clock.
I'm just impressed.
Busy store.
I'm impressed you had to work.
Yeah. I do a lot of work. More than you know, old man.
Okay. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Mix.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Mix. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And
you want to go over your big announcement from last week?
My big announcement is... we are shutting down Rolling Hills Nursery on June the 10th. That's a week from today. It'll be permanently closed. Started a half-price sale on Thursday, and that goes till the stuff runs out. It's 43-plus years and finally pulling the plug.
Very good, Steve.
Yeah. Well, we tried to. We tried to figure out ways to keep it open with me being out for 4 to 6 months. That wasn't going to work. Tommy couldn't run it by himself. So, yeah. It all started when Pat got married. If he got married, we'd have been all right.
Pat hadn't been so selfish.
Yeah, that's right. He'd get married and move to Winston-Salem.
Fall in love.
Yeah. I don't know. My daddy used to say that love was a misunderstanding between two fools. I'm not sure he wasn't right, but anyway. But I got a good one. You got a good one.
So, yeah. You got good ones.
Anyway, we got a very special guest this morning. He's been here so much. I think he's part of the team.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mr. Mike Eller with Imperial Pool. Is it Imperial Pool and Spas, or what was I heard on the radio? Imperial Pool and something else.
Yeah, well, it used to be Imperial Pool. Well, first it was Imperial Pools and Spas, then it was Imperial Pools and Patio, because we used to sell a bunch of patio
furniture. That's what I heard on ad this week. I hadn't heard that in years.
Yeah, well, I better get on there and change that then, because it's back to Imperial Pools and Spas. Now we don't do any patio furniture. Can't keep up.
I remember when you did the patio furniture. Yeah. It was some high-dollar stuff.
It was. We did a lot of it, too. I remember we had, like, used to have two huge trailers out on the side, a lot over there.
I remember that.
And then one out back, filled up, and we sold a ton of it. It was actually kind of good because we'd get paid a little bit extra to deliver it after hours and stuff like that. So that was fun.
That kind of goes with your theme of the whole thing. I mean, like you say, you can only do so many things.
Yeah, and you can't keep up with box stores with that, with your patio furniture. That's just tough.
Yeah, we ran into the same problem. We ran into stuff that they cleaned their clock on. So.
Yeah, Unless you want high, I mean, you know, a lot of people come looking for like super high end stuff. So if you do that, then you're in good. But
yeah, we do that. That Amish furniture is very good.
Yeah,
we sell $250,000 worth of that a year. If you can believe that.
Yeah, that's good.
I believe that.
It don't take long to add up, but it's pretty expensive.
No, it doesn't take a whole lot of furniture or that stuff to make $250,000. That was. Since we're shutting down, I was kind of reminiscing a little bit this week. And back in the 80s, there were a lot of things that we were the regional distributor for. NDS,
Fish
Basins and all that. We handled them from 82 to 90. And then they popped up and wanted us to keep $50,000 in inventory. And back then, that was a huge amount of money. I said, you lost your mind. So they dumped us and went in with... I think it was Lowe's at that time. Home Depot wasn't down here yet. And Keystone, y'all sell that, I think. Was it? The plant was in Charlotte.
Yep,
and the girl was a sales person, and she talked us into it. If we needed something, I'd call her, and she'd bring it down on her truck.
Yeah.
So we'd have to wait. So we just... People would buy it, and we'd call her and have it the next day.
Looking for opportunities, man.
And same thing. She left, and a new sales manager came in, and he wanted us to keep a huge amount in inventory. We were just weren't set up for that back then. So we carried a lot of stepping stones that got bought out, and then it ended up going after the cheap market where if you stepped on them, they broke, and the old ones were so thick they wouldn't. And
people got bigger and bigger. They didn't need you to.
They didn't need us anymore. Byron Seed Company had Plush Tex, which was the first blend that was
out. I remember I bought some seed from you over there.
Yeah. And it was good stuff.
Yeah.
But then they put it into chain stores, and they just got where it wasn't worth bringing home. they were just trying to keep the price down too much. But so. Things have changed over the years, and it's like Mr. Eller here says, we were huge in the indoor plants at one time. I mean, I had 7-foot chandeliers and
indoor plants.
Indoor
plants.
Where'd
you keep them at? In the greenhouse?
Yeah. We had Boston ferns in 7-gallon pots that were 4 feet across and 4 feet tall. Rented them to florists for weddings.
Wow, man.
I mean, it really just got to the point that they were in such demand, I didn't have the people to load them and all that. And people bring them back broken and all that, so you had to wait 3 months to get them pretty again. But we were in, I was in Winston-Salem at a North Carolina trade show. And that morning, Saturday morning, Tommy and my dad were coming up, and the power went off. It got real cold, and the fuel line, it had fuel oil then, froze. And it dropped down to 22 degrees in the greenhouse, and it was like a tropical forest rotting when you went in there.
Man.
Killed everything in it. So we just got out of it then. So we made our money.
Sounds like farming.
It is farming. Yeah. Nah, that can't be another segment
already. That's it, buddy.
Okay. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Do you have an above-ground pool? They sure have become popular. There's no better way for your family to enjoy cool fun in the summer heat. Imperial Pool and Patio will give you good advice on a customized pool care program to fit your pool and preferences. Chlorine or non-chlorine, once-a-week maintenance, more attention to algae, staining, or pool surfaces. Whatever your situation, expect great results with BioGuard products, because that's what your family expects of you.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much from both of their styles. Son of a son.
Son of a son of a sailor.
Son of a son of a sailor. Son of a gun. Load the last ton. One step ahead of the jail.
I've been on.
He's been on singing.
He didn't give me the single.
Back with Steve Crump.
I
can't carry a tune in a bucket. I'm sorry about that. Blame Mr. Stoney.
You're going to blame me that you can't carry a tune?
Yeah, I'm blaming you that you put it on.
He's old. He can't carry stuff no more.
Well, then you're in a world of hurting.
Our executive producer,
no,
Mr.
No,
Stone.
I'm not that by any stretch of the
imagination. Oh, you definitely are. Without him, the rest of this doesn't work.
Star.
Matthew's our producer, and you're our executive producer.
1 week after Stephen's birthday.
That's right. Day after my wife's.
That's right. Tanya's birthday a week late. He's just getting older.
I guess he wants us to keep singing and keep the music still there. Yeah.
I was afraid he might start singing again.
No, I hear you. Not when I realize people are listening. I don't want to quit listening to the show. You know?
Well, my voice is low already, but it's even lower today. I've got some kind of sinus thing going on. They had air conditioning running at that store I was at, and I was going in and out, and it was just too much. And
I have that problem.
Even lower than his usual voice.
Okay, Mr. Michael, what's happening in the Imperial world this week? I know you had your party last week that you missed.
Yeah, I did miss that. It rained and stuff. I don't think it was as huge as it usually is. So, but yeah, I wasn't in town for that.
It had to be huge. It was Stephen Stone's birthday
party.
That's
true. That's really what. That's why we do it every year, is for his party.
Hot dogs and birthday.
And I got 40 hot dogs at home right now that we didn't get to eat. So I'm gonna cook those up tomorrow. I think. It's not supposed to be super hot tomorrow. It's supposed to be pretty warm.
Yeah.
So.
40 hot dog
party at Mike's house.
Hot dog party.
That's right.
Speaking of that, I'm having a little getting together at my house tonight. So if you want to, we're actually going to have two rock bands in the backyard. So a 4-piece and a 5-piece rock band. One of my landscapers, Chad Gerald's, in a band called Circle of Echoes. And there's a new band that we've been following called The L.A. Maybe. Some of them are from Rock Hill, so we're going to have them in my house. They're going to play on the putting green tonight.
Not on the bandstand.
They're too big for that little.
I was getting ready to say, how you going to get circle, 5 people on that?
That circle kit that I have up there is perfect for 2 people, but it won't hold 5. So.
I think I saw 3 up there one time, but it was crowded.
Three.
It was crowded.
There wasn't no moving going on.
Yeah, there were 3 of them. The most of the time it's been 1 or 2.
And I didn't find out, last time Mike was on here, I didn't realize he was in a couple bands, I guess, like most people are if they play music. But he's in a band that I've seen a lot. I hadn't seen him lately, but Truck Stop Preachers.
Yeah, that's the thing, we don't play around here that much, out in Rock Hill. We play in Charlotte a good bit, or Charleston, or wherever, out of town.
I'm going to talk to some people and get you to play.
Let's do that.
Maybe back here in the back parking lot, WRHI. Be good, wouldn't it?
They'd probably kick us out real fast. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you seen them, Steve?
Nope.
Truck Stop Preachers?
Nope.
It's entertaining.
Show. Yeah, it's a show.
Until a couple weeks ago, y'all started talking about it, I'd never heard of them.
Like Alice Cooper's a theatrical presentation. That's somewhat of a theatrical presentation.
It is. It's a bit of a. That's to make up for our lack of talent, though.
Sometimes they distract you with other stuff.
That's what we do. It's an illusion.
Their singer is a absolute nut. He's He's a great dude.
And yeah, if you can't dazzle him with brilliance, you baffle him with BS.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right.
Now look him up on Facebook or whatever and see if you...
There really aren't very many entertainers left. There's a lot of musicians, but not many entertainers.
That's true.
I'm going to say people get mad at me at this, but Garth Brooks is probably the best entertainer I've ever seen.
Yeah. I would say
and I would
some
even
of
put
that
him
too.
Above Elvis. Yeah. I mean, I saw Elvis.
I'm not even in the country, but he's really, really good.
Well, you got to put on a show because, I mean, just to go up there and play music. I mean, of course, people like the song, but they didn't come there just to hear the song. They came to see the show, you know. So you
he's engaging with people and people.
Well, I remember
find him real. You know, he's a real person.
It was called Verizon Amphitheater then, whatever
PNC
it's called
now.
It
used to be
whatever it's called
Blockbuster
Verizon, and everything.
PNC now.
And Garth had taken a couple years off, kind of semi-retired to be with his daughters. And Vince Gill won Entertainer of the Year. And he stood there, and he didn't move 3 feet from the microphone the whole show.
Yeah.
And that just... he's an awesome musician, but he wasn't much of an entertainer to get Entertainer of the Year.
You gotta be a show. You need to give him something.
But now Garth put on the show, but
we sold out. Was it last year? The Panther Stadium two nights. Like
this so was way back minutes. In the '90s, I guess. Early 2000s. Rhonda and I were together. We went, and we were at the beach for the trade show for South Carolina. So she stayed in the room, and tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock. Well, the first show was sold out at 10:17. 17 minutes they sold. That's the old Coliseum.
Yeah.
The one out there near the airport.
Tavola.
Like 30,000 tickets.
Yeah.
So he announced he'd do one the next day. Well, it sold out in 25. So,
man. That's nuts.
So we got into the second show. We didn't get in the first show, but we got the second show. But
back when
I think
had
I remember Rhonda doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was down at that show. I think I remember.
You were at that show. That was one of your first ones. But anyway, so what's happening this week since you got through with the party and you got back from the beach and Imperial Pools?
Well, it's turned busy, you know. I've been outside. I work outside mostly, but talking to everybody in the store, it's gotten busy, especially yesterday. You know, started getting warm. Everybody knows the heat's probably pretty much here to stay now. I mean, it should be. It's June. What's today, June the 3rd?
Usually Memorial Day is when y'all are wide open.
Yeah, right? Usually in the whole month of May, we are kind of crazy. But this, I mean, it's like everybody else, just kind of sitting here waiting for the weather to change.
Nighttime temperature has been so cool.
Yes, we got all that from back to the weather. In February, it was hot, you know, like the fourth or fifth hottest recorded. And then you go to May, and here we are.
April and May both were cold.
50-something degrees.
Nighttime temperatures. But anyway. So, is your sod greening up?
Yes. Very, very good, yeah.
So, you're selling Bermuda now?
Bermuda, yeah. Bermuda and Zoysia and Palisade Zoysia looking really good. Real blue-green look.
Had a guy bring in pictures Thursday. And all it was, the front yard was real lush and green, but the backyard was a little lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of weeks to catch up.
Wasn't as hot back there, probably.
He couldn't understand that concept, but
It's been blowing people's mind this year, worse than usual with the weeds and the
Have microclimates in your yard; they're all over the place.
You do.
And
for plants and
y'all
grass.
Probably run into it with where
pool,
swimming
probably.
Pool's located too.
Yeah,
I mean if it's not in the full sun upper ground, it can be kind of chilly.
Yeah, that's one of the problems now. You know, you got a lot of trees around, so they don't get the sunshine.
I talked Brenda into cutting. She has a backyard pool, and I talked her into cutting in this big oak, man, like 4 feet around the bottom, and it was hanging over there, and the pool never got sun, to be honest with you. So I talked her into cutting it down. She shows me a picture every now and then and goes, I'll let you talk me into cutting this down. But she enjoys her pool better. And what's even better, her garden over there is like took off, like growing like 10 times faster.
You need some sunlight. Okay, yep. Stephen's giving us the sign, so I guess it's time. We'll be right back to the Carter's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell, but they have great color vision? I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
I'm all for rolling on that river.
Rolling, rolling,
rolling on the river. Where's Butch and Nepo when I need him?
Where's he at, man? Where's that man at? I know he's up. The old people can't sleep late.
I guess he's retired by now, so. Now, David was starting.
He's a lot of things.
David was starting another band, but I don't
think I think the Nepo's, maybe two Fridays ago, we're back at the Friendly's Grill over there.
So, okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
I was too tired to go.
I haven't been to see them in a long time.
Next time I find out they're playing, I'll get you to come.
We'll go, because I used to.
They start early. They start by 7 anyway. So
I've been to several of them over here. Rhonda and I were the only ones there.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
He'd love to see you out there.
That was 20 years ago. But anyway. Anyway, we have a very special guest today, a friend of the show who's been very loyal for the last, I know it's the last 6 years, but probably longer than that. Cause
they've been tied to WRHI for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
longer than we have. Because we started the first ad in March of 1981, and I think the Rutledge is probably 76, 77.
Yeah, something. Probably somewhere. I mean, the store started in 75, so I don't know when.
And see, the station was downtown then, up on the second floor.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Cox Broadcasting owned it. And Alan came up here in 78 from Hartsville or Darlington as the general manager. He was a little bit of everything. Chief bottle washer, you name it. So.
They still do that, though. Mm. And they do all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were, when I was up here, Wednesday cutting ads, they were having parking lot power wash.
Okay.
My Alan was out there showing him exactly how to power wash.
I saw his car today. Yeah. I ain't seen him in here, but
I think that's not Alan.
No, I mean,
that's Manny.
Manning's
that's
car.
Manning's car. I don't know where he went. He might even be here around here somewhere.
He's probably listening to us there.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know why we're talking about NASCAR
and
rock
bands
and roll?
So
anyway, real quick. Give us your hours of Rock Hill and Lake Wiley store. There are two stores.
Yes. So hours at the Rock Hill store, they're closed. Most stores are closed on Wednesdays. So first of all, there's that. But then the Rock Hill store is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 to 6. And then Saturday is 9 to 3. And then the Lake Wiley store is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 6 also. And then they're open 9 to 2 on Saturday. So
I told you need to fix that Saturday thing.
I do. That's kind of hard. That's why I had to think about it so hard.
It confuses people.
It did. It confuses me. And it's even harder because I'm not in there. So I don't, you know, it doesn't just pop right in my head.
That's two worlds away now, Lake Wiley and over here. That's used to be that far. It seems like it's totally...
It's a different planet.
Totally different. Yeah.
Different planet over there
it
in
is.
Rock Hill now.
It's crazy. It's hard to get back and forth. Traffic's so bad right now. And
you could probably keep out Lake Wiley when open way way longer over there.
Oh, yeah.
The traffic is horrible over there.
Yeah, it is.
Fort
Especially,
Mill and Lake Wiley.
Yeah. I'm sure she could keep that thing open. Wednesdays, sometimes we're there on Wednesdays because we try to keep that store stocked with stuff. And there's people all the time trying to, yeah, they're like, they don't know the store's closed and they're... Just had to wait, but that's...
I never was smart enough to try that. We were just open 6 days a week.
Yeah.
I mean, we were there, we'll sell it to them.
Well, yeah, it used to be closed on Saturdays in the summer. I thought that was smart, really. Once it got hot, and, you know, June through August or something, y'all closed on Saturdays.
We did it in 2002 to 2005.
Yeah.
That was when the water restrictions were in place and all that. And the people won't argue with me, but we have had major climate change here in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, from the 80s to 2000, it's light years difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still warming up. Now, I'm not sure the reason for it. I'm not sure I buy all this global warming stuff. I'm sure there's something to it, but I'm not smart enough to figure it out. So,
yeah, me either. Yeah.
I just know it's changed, and to me, doing it as long as we've done it seems like a lot of it's cyclic, that it runs in cycles.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we're not getting ready to go back to a 70s and 80s little mini ice age just from how the weather's acting this spring.
Oh.
Yeah, I might be.
Ice age?
I don't know. Well, it was pretty cold in the early 80s.
Yeah.
We had 0 degrees here Christmas Eve in 1982. I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, same amount of winter. It used to be a lot colder.
And we used to get a lot more snow in the 70s and 80s than we do now. So, but, yeah.
It is cyclical, how you say that.
Is that cyclical? How you say it? I just call it cyclic. Is it cyclic?
That sounds good. That'll work.
Cyclical.
What do you say, Matthew? You're the producer.
Cyclical.
Sounds like something you. I ain't going to say anything.
Okay, we're getting off subject again, guys.
But it's sunny today. That's what matters. It's warm, and it's time to get your pool. Right, if your pool's not ready, get over there to Imperial. People still bring pool samples in?
Yeah, they still bring them in there. That's what Saturdays are for. I mean, they come in by the. There'll be lines there today, I think.
Yeah.
So
you can tell them something right then?
Yeah. We test it, then we'll have a little printout for you. It'll tell you exactly what you need to do right now. It also has a little thing at the top that'll tell you what you need to do on a weekly to kind of keep it in pretty good shape.
That's the most important part, which is the same thing with plants and grass.
You mean your dad's not there writing it on a piece of paper for you?
No, he's not. When I look back at that, I still, when I'm in there, I still kind of write stuff out because – you know that thing, the computer prints it out, but real life knowledge goes a little bit further. You know, I can say, hey, this is what you really need. You know, don't do this part or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember those days when we had those little things and we'd have to write out everything, and I'm glad we don't have to do that.
I remember that.
Yeah. That was a whew.
Yeah. It was my job. We used to have the little two tubes and go out in the pool and get the water and the little red drops and the little blue drops and look at it when I was a kid. I like that.
Yeah, that's what they. Those are little old tests. Well,
scientific like experiment.
Oh yeah, I thought I was big time.
Well, it makes you look important when
lab
you do that,
rat.
You know.
Yeah, so.
That's one thing that they do. You offer a weekly service every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever you really want or need. Y'all offer it.
Yeah, we do.
And some of it, I guess, is year round.
Yeah, all year. Some people leave it open all year just because it doesn't get super cold here, so you don't have to worry a lot about freezing and stuff, but.
Well, you say that. I remember when Carol had hers back in the early 90s, and, you know, she covered with this real heavy canvas-type thing, and you had to put a sump pump on it to pump the water off, and it'd get nasty, and you pull it off, and it would be almost blue and green underneath the thing. And your dad finally talked her into just leaving it running, and it didn't cost anything that winter.
Yeah, it's much better.
I said, throw that thing away. I hate.
Well, when you get that cover on, you can't see what's going on under there. And then people don't want to open it till it's hot. So you say, hey, I'm going to open it in May.
By then, it's too late.
It's green. It's a swamp. Yeah, so we're opening some now that are that way.
It'd take you 2 months to get it pretty again.
Yeah.
It'd be July before it was swimmable.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is people will come in there and go, hey, I got this green pool. I just opened it up. I need to have it clear by tomorrow. We're having a party. And I'm like,
you
can't wait for like 2 days before
and
do that.
Luck. It takes a little while.
It does. A week or two.
She, like I say, left it open, and it was a breeze to take care of that year. Anyway, Matthew started the music, and he's back, so we don't have to deal with Mrs. Stone anymore. But we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
To do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Well, I was working double for half the pay, two steps back from yesterday. Whole lot of people that all want something from me. Well, I've been one step away from the line, but things got a little worse.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. Who was that?
That was a truck stop preachers. Over
that was a truck stop preachers.
It's right there that you just heard.
Now we got the great drummer for the group sitting right here.
That's right. I get to hide back there. That's what I like about playing drums is that people don't usually recognize me. Sometimes they do. They'll say, hey, you playing truck stop preachers? I'll say, yeah. But usually they don't, and I like that because I get to be.
They won't fight you in the parking lot?
Well, that's exactly right. And if something.
with that singer you got.
When I mess up, I can act like it's not me. You know, I just point my head at the guitar player. Like, he just did that. I was like, he did that.
I wanted to get y'all back around here, man. They're a fun group to watch.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I don't know why we don't play around here, but we just don't. I mean,
whoever books your shows, I guess, ain't. Y'all played around here a lot, I guess.
Yeah, we did when we were first coming up.
Saturated, maybe.
Yeah, we just played all the Come See Me stuff and all that. Yeah, and then
we'll bring you back.
And we got famous, and I'm just kidding.
My entertainment company will sign you. Reckless Entertainment will get you out of here somewhere.
There you go. That sounds good.
The Nepos were here a long time before they started playing Come See Me and stuff like that.
I haven't been to that Come See Me Saturday thing in forever.
We were always working on Saturdays, so I've never been. I went over there one time. I remember Matt Brightwell, who used to own Tams.
Yeah.
He had some kind of deal there in the garden. And I don't even remember what it was now, but different vendors had moved there.
Oh, said Gourmet Gardens.
No, it wasn't Gourmet Gardens. That was when they had the big tents.
Yeah.
Gourmet Gardens, first one I went to, was on the Winthrop grounds at the student union.
Oh, really?
That was in the 80s. And then they moved it out to Cherry Park. And it was kind of cool because you go out to Cherry Park, go through Gourmet Gardens, and then the parade would come down Cherry Road. And it ended at Cherry Park.
Yeah.
So everybody stormed the place again after the parade. So you really didn't want to be there after the parade let out because there people.
You wouldn't get out of here.
Yeah.
But Tommy and I were in the JCs, and the JCs put on the Christmas parade for the city back then.
Didn't they?
And the Christmas parade ran from Sullivan to what I call Beatty Mall, Commons, whatever it is now. But the Come See Me parade ran from Beatty Mall to Sullivan. Or really to Cherry Park.
Backwards.
So they reversed, and it was cool because there was plenty of place for people to park, plenty of places for people to stand, and it was on a Sunday afternoon, and everything was laid back. But then they got the bright idea they wanted to move it downtown to show off downtown, and it was so crowded, and the JCs just got out of it. We didn't do either one of them after that. They were doing it on Friday night, and everybody worked all day.
We used to do them, too. We had these big outfits, you know, like there were two big fish.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think they were called Gus and Goldie. But we did those for years where we had to dress up in those things. And, you know, depending on when it would come see me, you know, like you said, we do it on a Sunday afternoon. Sometimes in April, it's a little warm.
Yeah.
But especially when you're in one of those big suits.
The thing don't breathe.
Yeah.
I was Rocky the Wonder Dog for the radio station a couple times. By the time you get into that thing, it might not be that hot, but in that suit, you were about dehydrated when you got there.
You get warmed up in there.
I thought you looked like that, yeah. I was thinking that.
We were at Beatty Bowl one time in the float, and I was standing there talking to Alan. I think Manning was here by then, but Chris was little fella. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me and said, will you be Rocky so my mama can ride on the float with me? And that's how I got roped into it. I couldn't tell him no.
Well, that was nice of you.
It was.
Was mama to Rocky?
Mama was Rocky in the early days.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, they had the Herald had scooped the newspaper. It was a figure, and I mean, there were a bunch of them back in those days. I don't think many people have them now.
But. Yeah, we're going to try to come up with one for Carolina Fresh, like a big roll of sod, like just a piece of grass, man, or whatever it would be called.
You can be out there and be the sod. Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Sod man,
that'll work.
Sodman.
Sodman.
Okay, anyway, we're starting to warm up a little bit. It's after Labor Day now, so all this stuff.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. I say Labor Day. Okay.
I get those mixed up, too.
Yeah.
I just get everything mixed up nowadays. This just happens when you get older.
That's all right.
What should people be planning to do that they hadn't done that they should have already done?
Well, if they hadn't already gotten that pool open, then they're going to be behind. So hopefully, I bet most people have by now, even with the cold.
Yeah.
But you know, that's really it. You got to get it open, get your water sample in there, so you can get everything balanced up. Because if you hadn't already, it's going to be the warm's here. So.
Well, if they got young children, I say young, 10 to 15 or something. It's probably open because they don't care about the cold.
Yeah, they don't. My kids don't care.
If you're like me and don't have any children, you might have procrastinated and not done it yet.
Yeah, a lot of people holding off just because they're like,
it's still too cold to get in.
Yeah.
But I'm like your sister. I like bath water.
Yeah, I like it pretty warm. My kids, like you said, my kids are older, but they still don't care. They'll get in there at 60, 65 degrees.
No.
It's been swimming since March. My kids have been swimming since March.
Take your breath away.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, me either.
Well, you're going to go up to Chicago and take part in the polar plunge next year, aren't you?
No.
No.
Negative.
I thought that was your thing.
I'm not a good swimmer. That's be the worst thing I could do, jump in there.
Man, I see like athletes that get in ice baths and stuff like that, and I just don't think I could do it. I mean, I've gotten in cold water. But I mean,
if there ain't no hot water, I ain't wanting to get in the shower. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
there was a commercial a few years ago. I don't remember what it was about, but it had Greg Olsen and Cam Newton fighting over an ice bath.
Yeah,
when I saw them ice cubes floating, I said, they really not going to get in that, are they?
Yeah. Well, they athletes do,
but they do.
It's good for you.
Really good for you, but I don't know. Healing.
No, it could be good for your heart.
I wouldn't think so either.
I think
they sit all the way down in those things.
Yeah, well, what he explained to me, my cardiologist, if it's a sudden shock, it's not good for you.
But
a gradual shock isn't bad. Mm. But the Kugler does help you because it lowers the body temperature and all that. And especially when you got bumps and bruises and all that they have, I learned it from Dr. Beaver, the chiropractor, years ago. He said if you put heat on it, it amplifies the blood, where cold actually shrinks the membranes down and it doesn't hurt.
So yeah.
Which made sense. Are you trying to give me a message? And I'm running over like usual.
That's all
okay.
Good.
We'll be right back to the garden.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Mike Elder of Imperial Pool and Spas. Here's a great idea. Use your income tax-free fund to improve your family's lifestyle with BioGuard and a new above-ground pool. Plan now for family fun in the sun all summer long. Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and behind the Waffle House in Lake Wiley.
piece of land out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street.
Okay. Matthew's giving me the signal, so we're back to the gardener's bench. I already did it once, but do it again. We're here every Saturday from 10 to 11 on WRHI EM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Mentioned worldwide thing, we do have listeners from all over the world. A lot of them are military from Rock Hill that use us as kind of a connection back home, which I did not know that.
Yeah, somebody told me about their son being somewhere this early in the week and said she was going to get him to listen to it. It was overseas somewhere. I can't remember where it was.
I guess I've been doing
it. Hello out there.
I've been doing it 6 years, so it's 4 years ago. A lady came in and said her son was stationed in Japan.
Yeah.
And that he and his buddies from Rock Hill listen to us every Saturday morning. So.
Yeah, nice.
And that's why we started doing the football scores and stuff like that, to give them a little taste of Rock Hill.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So if they want to listen for the football score, that's fine with me. Yeah. As long as they listen, I don't care
why.
It
might be hard to find a Northwestern score if you're over there in Japan.
I think it'd be a little difficult, you know. I don't know, with the internet you can find about anything.
Right,
yeah, that's true.
Whether it's the right one or not, be questionable. But so anyway, if you hadn't opened your pool, do it. Anything else that need to be seriously considered right now?
I mean, not seriously considered. I don't know. Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. I mean, right now it's just get it up and going if you hadn't already. And
they can come by a hot tub.
They can come by a hot tub.
Did you have any left, the hot tub, the whirlpools?
I'm not real sure, to tell you the truth.
She said they had one,
and we tried hard.
We were
going to
make a deal.
Yeah, it might be. It might be sold by now.
We were dealing.
I don't know about that. All I know is they say, "Hey, we got to get it delivered." That's when I get. That's when they let me know. So.
The fun part.
Yeah, the fun part.
How much do those things weigh?
It depends on the size, but anywhere to 500 to 800 pounds, and then once you have water in it, you got 400 gallons of water.
That's not too bad.
It's not terrible. Yeah. You need to have a reinforced deck if you put it on a deck. Most people just put it on a concrete pad.
That's what I was going to ask. Years ago, they used to recommend you didn't put them on a deck.
That would be a good idea.
I remember we talked about it. We never did do it, but they wanted a concrete pad patio to kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing I saw last week. When I was at the beach last week, we went to this house because it was rainy, so we had some friends that were about a mile away, and they said, "Hey, we got a pool here." So we went there. Well, they had this pool up in a deck. It's a fiberglass pool in a deck. And I didn't really look at how it was reinforced, but it kind of blew my mind that it was up, because it was like, I mean, you're looking at probably 10,000 gallons times 8 pounds a gallon, plus all the people up there and in it. I mean, it was pretty wild, but it was kind of cool.
Were you standing back a little bit? You didn't get too close.
Well, I got in it. So I was like, well, if it's going to go down, my kids were in there. So I was like, well, we'll all go out together.
Well, you're going to go out together, ride the thing.
That'd be something. So I was going to ask you, that was one of my questions. How much is
a gallon of water weighs about 8 pounds. So you add that up, 10,000 gallons.
10,000 gallons is the B. I mean, that's a lot of water.
So 80,000 pounds plus
people, plus everything else. So it was kind of wild.
Must have it reinforced or something.
Definitely.
Well, I kind of dropped it when they said you weren't supposed to drink alcohol and get in them. So that was the whole purpose of getting one, is sitting there and drink alcohol.
I think that's suggested. That's not rule.
Right.
I don't know, but I just decided I didn't want somebody croaking on me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when I got married in 2000, we didn't have alcohol at our wedding, because if I'd paid for alcohol for all the drunks I knew, I'd still be paying for it.
I think you probably had it at your wedding, you just didn't realize it was there.
I didn't have it at your wedding. Yeah. I didn't have
people
to pay
brought
for
their
it.
Own.
I'm sure there was some on the premise.
Well.
Some brown bags.
Larry. We met a bunch of them over at Thursdays, and Larry Bigham told me it's the best single bar night he'd ever had.
Mm. Everybody went there after party?
Yeah, we had an after party there and one up at Curly's.
One bar too many.
And both of them ran out of every tequila and vodka they had. So he even sold rock gut stuff that had been on the shelf.
Wow, you helped him get rid of all that stuff. It had dust on the bottle.
I told him, I said, I need a kickback, but I never got one. But yeah. But we had a good time. And somebody gave us a limo for the night, so we had a limo driver.
Oh, man.
Or actually for the day.
And that's nice.
Had a driver and a limo for the day, so.
I had to drive myself around on my wedding day.
Well, you didn't know the right people.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I didn't.
We're not Steve Crump.
That's right. We're not.
Hey, it pays to advertise.
Hey, maybe Alan and then we'll get you a limo next week and
people
ride you from
you
here
are.
To your store for the last day.
They should do that on June the 10th.
It'd have to be June a special kind. Yep. It'd have to be like an
El Camino. They'll do a WRHI thing out there.
Yeah, like an El Camino limo. Or
oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, how about an El Camino?
I tell you what, if all the plants are gone on Thursday, it's closing on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We'll get you an El Camino with an Adirondack chair in the back of it.
That'll work.
That's about the best we can do.
I'll sponsor the Adirondack chair for you.
Okay.
Very good.
But anyway, as far as plants, it's time to, if you haven't fertilized them, you need to. Light pruning you can do if they've already bloomed, like azaleas and camellias and things like that. You really do hard pruning on them if you wanted to, but I don't, they're going to look bad for a couple of months, and I don't know if people want that in the summertime or not. But
I know some hollies probably need trimming right now.
Yeah. If you need to shape something up, it's not a problem. You got to be careful because I think it's July 15th. After that, you're starting to cut buds off. So there's flowers for the next spring, depending on what it is.
So you got a month and a half to get some trimming done.
You need to get it done if you're going to do it. So, and mulching, of course, you need to do that all the time. People say, well, I have to do it twice a year. I said, you don't have to do it twice a year, but it's better if you do it twice. And a lot of times they don't have to rake it up and replace it, which I found out some people are doing.
Yeah.
We do it about every 5 or 6 years. You don't have to do it every time you mulch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to rake it up. But just touch it up where it looks better. If you put a good base down in the beginning, you don't have to do as many the second time. So. Now, mine, I put a good base down, and now there's none there, so it's going to cost a fortune to do them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I looked at mine this morning. It had leaves and weeds all in it. I was like, what? How did that happen?
That's it. Okay, Matthew's giving the sign, and we're going to be right back and wrap up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
It's that time again. Spring is here, and soon you'll be splashing around in your pool. Visit Imperial Pool and stock up on premium pool care products from BioGuard to open and maintain your pool the quick and easy way. Choose from convenient, easy-to-use pool care systems or a host of accessories to get that sparkling, clean, clear pool water you love. Visit Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill, or next to the Waffle House in Lake Wylie.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Just one look at you, and I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench, since it is a lovely day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and contrary to what Mr. Rector here says, every day's a lovely day.
Oh, I didn't say every day, was it?
Just be thankful you're here. So.
That's right.
Anyway, Caroline Fresh Farms, they're open today from 8 to 2.
Open right now till 2 o'clock.
Give the address.
Come on in there. 4372 Old York Road, which if you don't know where Old York Road is, it's actually Celanese or Highway 161.
It's the other end of Celanese.
Yeah, from
Museum towards Walmart.
Side of Graveyard across from a junkyard.
Mm-hmm. They cleaned up the junkyard a lot last time I rode by them. Anyway. And Rolling Hills, we're open 9 to 3, and it won't be long, Tommy, be opening it up before I get there, but it's 873 Museum Road, which we're between the National Guard Army and the Museum of York County, about halfway. It used to be called the Nature Museum, believe it or not.
Yeah, it did.
Believe it or not, Museum was Nature Museum Road at one time.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. But that was when they had live animals at the museum. And,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was back, what, 70s?
Went down those stairs, then that little downstairs thing. Then, yeah.
Ooh,
what's they had the largest poisonous snake collection on the East Coast at one time.
When I stopped going.
You don't like poisonous snakes?
Okay. I don't like snakes, any of them.
And, let's see, Lake Wiley's 9 to...
Yeah, they're there 9 to 2 today.
And Rock Hill's 9 to 3.
9 to 3.
And the party was last week.
I'm sure there'll be a party this week, but not the kind that it's going to be the busy kind. It's not going to be full of hot dogs and fun.
Be a lot of people there today.
Yeah. So,
chest tubes.
So plan a little early. Yeah, don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, it'll be a madhouse, I'm sure, today. It was yesterday from what I heard. So
we were pretty busy yesterday, and it's...
That's a busy time right now, for sure.
We actually rode more tickets than we have in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, half price, I mean, that's...
That helps.
Yeah. If you need any plants, go out there. You got 1 week from today.
At the longest. It might be gone before that.
Who knows? Don't make Steve close before next Saturday.
One way or the other.
You.
One way or the other, 3 o'clock next Saturday is done.
I'm going to come over there.
I got somebody that claims he's going to buy the rest of it. It's not sold, but I don't know if I believe him or not. So yeah,
I know some landscapers that probably would do that.
Some
of your old buddies.
Landscapers.
Nursery people anyway, whatever. Yeah. So.
Yep. But, yeah, every good thing must come to end.
I'll be there next Saturday. I'm going to go maybe buy something, what's left over there.
You might be the limo driver that comes to pick him up. And,
that it? Okay.
That'd be fun. Where you want to go?
Well, you can be the limo driver on the 14th on Wednesday that takes me to the hospital.
Nah, that's no fun, man. I don't want to be a part of that.
You can wheel me in the wheelchair. And
I'll throw confetti on you or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a confetti gun.
The worst part is I'm going to be there 5 to 7 days. So get me on the 7th day.
Just follow him around the nursery with a confetti gun.
That's it.
Shoot it.
Just at random times.
Yep.
Yeah.
We can make something out of this.
That sounds like a good time, really.
You know, Publix has these little, it's on the drink aisle, the chip aisle. It's a little pop gun, and it's a little circular thing, and you put it in there, it pops confetti. I used it for my golf team before.
Yeah.
So this thing is pretty neat. Just pop it in there, and it has like a couple times it'll do it, so it shoots confetti up.
I cannot believe he goes to Publix and buys a confetti gun.
I see those Matchbox cars on the drink aisle and all that stuff where they put them for kids can see. I see all that stuff.
That's why I do the Archie's comics, those little tiny readers.
You buy some of the Matchbox cars?
Yeah. Shoot, yeah. I still got a bunch of my old Matchbox cars.
I don't know whatever happened to mine.
I wish you could find them, dude. I got some. My little granddaughter, she likes playing with them.
So all my comic books disappeared, too, so I assume my mother threw them away. I don't know that.
I had some Archies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I still got a bunch of comic books.
I had a bunch of Supermans. Okay, now it's time. Well, Michael, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Director, have a good week, and we'll see you next week on the Gardener's Bench.
On the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.